Good morning, Audio Boom! It's Friday, sweet Friday, and it's also my dear grandmother's 93rd birthday. Who would have thunk it? So I shall give her a ring today to wish her many happy returns of the day. I'm going to be seeing her on Sunday as well, but I still think it behooves me to give her a call on the special occasion itself to honor and mark the day. Hopefully, my parents and I, and my brother and his girlfriend as well, are all going to mosey on down to the town where she lives on Sunday afternoon and visit with her for a while and then take her out for a celebratory meal. Her favorite vendor of delicious comestibles is usually Swiss Chalet, so I expect we'll be going there. And that way she can have the festive special with the rotisserie chicken and the cranberries and stuffing and all the Christmassy trimmings that she likes at this time of year. Oh, and pumpkin pie as well, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm looking forward to that very much, and I do hope to post a boo or two from my parents' place and possibly from my grandmother's or Swiss Chalet as well. But, much as I love her, this boo is not going to be about my grandmother. Although I'm quite amazed at how healthy she seems to be at the moment, given the harrowing difficulties she went through a few months ago. Anyhow, speaking of harrowing difficulties, I had some of my own last night, and that's what this boo is going to be about. Perhaps what I experienced and the way that I dealt with it might actually be helpful to some of you, so I'll tell you all about it. First of all, I have to tell you, as Shania Twain would say, Microsoft, don't impress me much. Some of their updates are invasive, intrusive, insidious, irritating, idiotic. Lots of I words that I can't think of right now, I'm sure. But nevertheless, I'm kind of glad I had this experience last night because it happened at the right time and while I was speaking to the right person, and it also taught me a few valuable lessons about my computer that I hadn't necessarily known before. So what happened was this. I had to restart my computer last night after a rather violent iTunes crash. When I did, even though I had had automatic update set to notify me whether to download and install updates, when I restarted my computer, Windows began to automatically download the Windows 10 upgrade, which I did not want because the screen reading software I have now is not equipped to handle Windows 10. Also, frankly, I'm just not ready for it yet. I don't know how to use it. I mean, obviously I can learn. I could get the latest version of NVDA, which would allow me to use Windows 10, but right now I'm using some programs that are not compatible, and I want to continue using those for as long as my computer lasts. Thank you very much. So, I was on the phone with my good friend Kim at the time that this happened, and I freaked because I didn't know how to stop this bloody Windows 10 upgrade from happening. This window just popped up that said Windows 10 was downloading. Now, luckily, I did find something in my system tray that said Windows updates downloading 52%, and I was able to go in there and hit a stop button, thank God. But then I was afraid that if I restarted the computer again, these bloody upgrades would recommence downloading. So Kim said, well, I've got this rather invasive thing in my system tray now as well that says get Windows 10. She said it's never tried to download for me, but I don't want it to. So perhaps I should do some research and we can both try to figure out how to get rid of these insidious updates that we don't want. So she did, and she found this really helpful and comprehensive article that told us exactly what to do to remove all hints of any possible Windows 10 upgrade. What we had to do, first of all, was go into disk cleanup and get rid of temporary Windows installation files. I had gigs and gigs of the stuff built up in there. Well, about 4 gigs, but that's quite enough to be going on with. So I got rid of those. I also ran a program that I have called CCleaner, which does a more thorough and comprehensive cleaning than disk cleanup at times. And I had it get rid of any junk that it could also find. Then, this article actually told us to go into Windows Update and look for certain updates that had anything to do with Windows 10 and uninstall them. So we were able to do that, and it gave us the numbers of the updates to look for and told us exactly what to click on to uninstall them. First of all, I turned off automatic update completely just to be on the safe side. That way I can just check for updates myself and only install the ones I want. And Kim did the same thing on her machine. So the first update that it told us to uninstall was actually the one that puts that Get Windows 10 message in the system tray to begin with. So we uninstalled that quite successfully and restarted the computer, and the Get Windows 10 message was gonzo. Yay! Another update had to do with something about notifying Windows when a Windows 10 upgrade was available. So Kim was able to get rid of that one quite successfully on her computer. And I tried it on mine as well, but it wanted me to restart. And when I did, guess what, folks? My computer would not restart. It made the log off noise. But I waited and waited and waited and waited and waited, and it would not restart at all. Now, probably what I should have done before I did any of this was I should have thought to download an app on my phone called Be My Eyes, which actually allows someone, a sighted person on the other end of the app, to view my surroundings through the camera on the phone. It's sort of like a FaceTime video type app, except that its purpose is to lend assistance to blind people who are in distress, who are having difficulties. So I probably should have thought to download that, because Kim said, do you have that? And I said, no. I said, I actually completely forgot all about it, that it even existed. So she said, well, maybe you can download that and get someone on Be My Eyes to look at your computer screen. And I said, look, yes, I could do that, but it would be a real hassle. Maybe I can just, I hate to do this, I hate to bother people, but maybe I could just knock on my neighbor's door and ask if she'd mind just popping in for a minute to look at this computer. And I was getting more and more stressed out, because technology, when it goes wrong, technology and I don't mix. And it's one of the things that will trigger my anxiety and just totally heighten it. And so I was stressing out and worrying poor Kim. And she said, yeah, you know what? I think that might be a better idea. So I did. I knocked on my neighbor Loma's door, and she's very kind, and she was extremely helpful. I'm very grateful, actually. She came in, and I'm ashamed to confess this. I was so anxious that I was getting disoriented in my own apartment, because I was worried that something terrible had happened to my computer. You know, Kim kept saying, don't worry, it'll be okay, we'll get it working again. But when this sort of thing happens, I tend to be like the wedding guests in the Aesop fable who worry about the couple and what's going to happen to them even though they've just gotten married. I know it's bad, actually. It's not good. Anyhow, my neighbor was able to tell me that Windows was saying, prepare.